This image is a detailed representation of skin pigmentation and the layers of the skin involved in this process. Starting from the top layer, the stratum corneum is the outermost layer, consisting of dead keratinized cells that form a protective barrier. The stratum lucidum is a thin, clear layer found only in certain parts of the body, like the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. The stratum granulosum beneath has granules that contribute to waterproofing the skin. In the middle section, we see the stratum spinosum, where cells appear spiny as they begin to dry out and flatten. The deepest epidermal layer is the stratum basale, which is a single row of cells primarily made up of keratinocytes. This layer is significant for pigmentation because it contains melanocytes, the cells that produce melanin, the pigment responsible for the color of the skin. Melanin is visible in the image as darker spots within the cells. These melanin granules are transferred from the melanocytes to the keratinocytes and move upward through the epidermal layers, giving the skin its color. The bottommost layer shown is the dermis, which is not directly involved in pigmentation but provides support and nutrition to the epidermis. This visual representation underscores the role of the stratum basale in the pigmentation process, with melanocytes producing melanin and passing it to the surrounding keratinocytes. Skin color variation among individuals is largely due to differences in the type and amount of melanin produced by the melanocytes, which is genetically determined and can also be influenced by exposure to sunlight.